Emerald City, written by David Williamson.
What other city in the world could offer a view like this?
Rio. But I'm prepared to believe it's the second most beautiful city in the world.
I used to come to Sydney when I was a kid. Go back with my head full of images of lushness. Green leaves spilling over sandstone walls. Blue water lapping at the sides of ferries. Flame trees, jacaranda, heavy rain, bright sun.
Yes, there's no lack of colour.
Well, everything in Melbourne is flat, grey, parched and angular. Everything is controlled and moderate. It never rains in buckets like it does here in Sydney. It drizzles. The wind never gusts. It creeps along the street like a wizened old mugger and slips a blade into your kidneys. Sydney has always felt like a city of subtropical abundance.
Abundance. Yes, there's abundance. Sometimes I'm not sure of what.
There's a hint of decadence, too. But to someone from the Puritan South, even that's appealing.
I didn't drag you up here, then.
No. I would have come years ago, but I couldn't persuade Kate. She's convinced Sydney is full of con men, crooks and hustlers.
She's right.
Well, Melbourne has its quota of shysters.
Sydney's different. Money is more important here.
Why more so than Melbourne?
To edge yourself closer to a view. In Melbourne, all views are equally depressing, so there's no point.
I'm not convinced.
It's true. No one in Sydney ever wastes time debating the meaning of life. It's getting yourself a waterfrontage. People devote a lifetime to the quest. You've come to a city that knows what it's about, so be warned. The only ethic is that there are no ethics. Loyalties rearrange themselves daily. Treachery is called acumen, and honest men are called fools.
I thought you liked the place.
I do. It's my city, and I accept it for what it is. Just don't behave as if you're still in Melbourne, because if you do, you'll get done like a dinner.
This is an amazing city.
I hate it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Kate. If you're going to be this negative right from the start, let's just cancel everything and go back south.
We can't. You insulted everybody as soon as you knew we were leaving.
It's a stunning city, Kate. You should see the view that Elaine's got.
To judge a city by the views it offers is the height of superficiality. The city is dreadful. The afternoon paper had three words on the front page. Eel gets chop. No matter how much I juggle that around in my mind, I can't find a meaning that justifies the whole front page of a newspaper.
To judge a city by one afternoon newspaper is also the height of superficiality.
All the media here is devoted to trivia. The places to be seen dining in, the clothes to be seen wearing, the films to be seen seeing. It's all glitter and image and style. New York without the intellect.
What's Melbourne? Perth without the sunshine?
If I hated Sydney that much, why did I agree to come? In hindsight, I suspect there was...